For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Dan Karpuk and Kate Constable, and we have an NBA odds boost for all of you today to kick off the second half of the season. Any two of the Celtics, Bucks, Suns, Nuggets, or Clippers to make the 2023 NBA Finals, this is boosted to plus 130. So if you look at these teams, the Celtics, most likely, I have them to win the finals, but I think they'll make it to the finals. The Bucks could also do it. And you look at the, so there's two right there. And then there's the other three teams here. The choices are outstanding. And I love the value in this odds boost.
Yeah. I mean, when you look at these teams, the Suns just got better with the Kevin Durant trade. The Clippers are kind of starting to roll now with Kawhi Leonard being back and fully healthy. They also made some trades that make them a lot better. And who knows how this Russell Westbrook thing will work out, but if it does go well, Clippers are very well a title contender. And then the Nuggets, obviously, the way they've been playing right now, they should be one of the favorites to win the title. You look over in the East, Celtics, Bucks, those are the only two that I think could come out of the East. I don't see the Sixers really giving them a run for their money. So with all five of those teams, this is bound to hit pretty easily, I think.
Yeah, Kate, I'm right there with you. The Celtics and the Bucks right now, I think those are the two best teams in the East. I don't think that any other team is going to come out of there. And I also think that the Celtics and the Suns are going to match up in the finals. So this is kind of like the perfect boost for me to take advantage of personally. And when you look at the Suns here, CP3, Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, Kevin Durant now, that's going to be a loaded lineup to face in the playoffs specifically when you're not really worried as much around depth and rotations and all this stuff. When you're looking at the starting five that they're going to have in the playoffs, that's going to be really tough to match up against. The Nuggets have been the best team in the West this season. Jokic is probably going to win another MVP. As a whole, though, they've been really dominant from start to finish. They've been really impressive. And finally, like you mentioned, Kate, the Clippers, you know, this is Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, yes, but Russell Westbrook with a chip on his shoulder, don't count him out. I think he has a lot to prove here. And what a story that would be. Like getting just basically dismissed from the Lakers and showing up for the Clippers in his hometown. I would root for that to happen. But I think there's a ton of value at plus 130 here for any two of these teams to make it.
Absolutely. Jump on the train of this at plus 130 and head to BetQL.com and get your free 3-day trial today and check out our exclusive sportsbook offers there as well. And follow us on Twitter at Daniel Karpuk, at Kate Constable, and at Lucille Burge. Favorite bets for today. I'm going with Providence College +7.5 against UConn. This was a tough one because I thought, okay, well, UConn or PC, I don't know, but looking at all of these, the things I will mention coming up, I like Providence +7.5. They have won their last two games covering both of those spreads. They are 17-10 against the spread this season. They are also 7-4 against the spread as the underdog, 4-2 against the spread as the road underdog. Plus, they are 14-5 against the spread when coming off of a win. Providence has also covered in their last two meetings with UConn, including covering the 5.5-point spread as the underdog against them in early January when they beat them 73-61. So I like Providence to cover this spread tonight.
I like that a lot, Lucy. I think that's too many points for a conference matchup at this point in the season. So I'm with you there. I'm going to go ahead and take Kentucky -2.5 at Florida. I know this probably is like a little scary here because Kentucky, you know, been up and down, but they've been up as of late. They've won three of their last four. That includes a win over Florida back on February 4th. And Florida's going to be without Colin Castleton tonight. He's their starting star center. He's kind of the guy that runs the show for them. And without him on Saturday, Florida lost to Arkansas by 19. Now, I mean, I really don't expect Kentucky to win by that big, but they should be able to cover the spread. Last time these two teams met, Castleton at 8 rebounds, that is, and 3 blocks. So his production tonight's going to be missed, especially when it comes to defending Oscar Tshiebwe. because he had 50 boards last time these two teams played. He didn't shoot very well, but did a lot on the boards. And I would imagine that Kentucky goes to him quite a bit down low tonight, just without Castleton's presence in there. So I will lay the 2.5 with Kentucky on the road tonight.
I love that. I love that. I didn't know that Castleton was out, so I'm going to get on that right after we finish recording here. Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go Fordham minus 2 at Loyola Chicago. And Fordham is 21-6 straight up, 17-10 against the spread. They've had an awesome year so far, kind of quietly, but they've also consistently exceeded expectations, unlike Loyola Chicago, who's 9-17 straight up, 8-18 against the spread. Loyola Chicago has gone just 2-6 against the spread in their last 8 home games heading into this one. Fordham, 8-2 against the spread in their last 10 overall. In other words, these two teams are kind of headed in opposite directions. And the Rams have been a consistent, trustworthy option all season long here. To kind of hammer the point home a little bit more, Fordham is ranked 137th in KenPom's ratings, while Loyola Chicago is 251st. So that's enough of a gap there to make me feel comfortable. Fordham minus 2 seems like the strong play. I'm a little worried about the line. I thought it, you know, there should be in the 4-4.5 range maybe, but I'll happily take them minus 2 here.
Love that. That is a great pick. Get in on all these picks and the odds boost and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.